Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power Your Life Radio Show with host and success doc, Joanne White. Author, speaker, and certified coach, Doc White gets to the heart of what matters most. She features guests and experts to help you consciously create more success, health, and well-being in every area of your life, work, and relationships. They'll share their success stories, wisdom, and know-how to shine more light onto your day and into your life. Power your life right now. Here's Joanne White.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another glorious Wednesday. And I'm really excited today because I have two guests who are going to talk to you about how they really changed their lives around. And I think that's so important for many people, no matter where you are in your life, no matter what life stage you're at. Oftentimes we get to a point where it's time to do something else, whether it's because of something medical, and we'll find that out from Dr. Vicki Hanfield, or whether it's just a reason to move on because you have the yearning and the desire to do so, and what you're doing at the present time is just not fulfilling. Or maybe there are so many other reasons that you folks, you listening folks out there have, but whatever it is, we're going to talk about that and talk about how we make the shift and talk about health and wellness and moving forward into our lives and our careers with getting more success and finding out the best ways to do it. My first guest is Lynn Bardowski, and she has a book that's going to be coming out hopefully in July of this year, 2012, and I love this book title. It's called The Success Secrets of a Million-Dollar Party Girl, and we're going to find that out, and it's not what you think, so just stay tuned. And by the way, if you're interested in speaking to our guests, our call-in number is 805-285-9790. And Lynn Bardowski is one of 2% of women entrepreneurs who achieved 1 million plus annually. Imagine that, folks. For over 22 years, she's transformed lives by empowering women to discover their gifts and to live life with an exclamation point. As a business coach, sales trainer, and national speaker, with audiences from 10 to 10,000, she inspires leaders to think bigger and to manifest abundance. Her book, Success Secrets of a Million-Dollar Party Girl, shares how she had the courage to overcome the odds, to leave the safety net of a successful corporate career, and to build a multi-million-dollar party light business. Lynn, how are you?
I'm great, Joanne. Thank you.
Good. Let's talk a little bit, firstly, about the title, because it's not that you were out there partying till all hours of the night and making tons of money doing it. It's really about your business and what you're doing. So let's talk about that, because I think it's such a catchy title. And the minute I heard it, I just grinned from ear to ear. So how'd you come up with the title?
Thank you. Oh, thank you, Joanne. Well, one of the things I have learned over the last 22 years is not to take myself so seriously. And it's really, right, it's really a literal translation of the business that I developed, a home party business. And I did some research, and when I discovered that less than 2% of women entrepreneurs ever reach $1 million in revenue, I decided I needed to do something about that. I have generated between $3 to $5 million in annual revenue in my business for about 18 of the last 22 years. So I just really felt like I had a lot that I wanted to share with women. And I almost
That's incredible. Say that again. Let's hear. Let's see those dollar signs, folks. Say that. What's that dollar figure there?
Sure. I have generated $3 to $5 million in annual revenue for the last 18 of my 22 years in business. So I knew I needed to change that only 2% of women entrepreneurs ever reach that figure. And I really felt like I had so much to share. And I was really conflicted about the title of my book when I started putting everything I've learned in my 22 years down on paper because, you know, let's face it, I started my business in 1990 and there was still a stigma about, you know, women that did direct selling. We were not taken as seriously. People thought, you know, that was my hobby, but I had nothing else to do, so I was out doing home parties when, in fact, I was doing it with a vision to build a multi-million dollar business and really saw that from the beginning. So I was really conflicted and almost fighting with myself, my inner vision of how do I get that out there, and instead, I decided to embrace it. So it was one of those aha moments when I was really working on the title of the book, and I said, you know what? That's really who I am. I am the Million Dollar Party Girl, and I do like to have fun in life. I believe that's a big part of the journey, so I decided to embrace it and go with it. And, of course, I told my father, and his reaction was that people were going to think I was a call girl.
Maybe it pulls people in initially to find out more. So it's like, wait, what does this really mean? So it's still a draw until, and then they find out what it's really about. But you've pulled them in. So I still think it's catchy and it's magnetic in some way. So I still think it's a great idea. I wanted to focus a little bit about what you said, which is important that a lot of people, particularly in the 90s, did not take women in sales seriously. Now, you were in sales with a corporate company before you actually launched your other career with Party Light. What was that transition about, and why did you decide to do that?
That's true, Joanne. You know, back then, and even today, I still have people say to me, you know, are you still doing that candle thing? And yes, I am. So I was working full-time in the corporate world and had achieved great income, great success. I was driving a BMW. We had the big house. I had a live-in nanny, and it really looked great on the outside. But I was very unhappy on the inside. I was selling business forms. And at that time, I was really following a path that was not my purpose. I was kind of doing what everybody told me, and we all have that happen to us, you know, our parents, our siblings. This is the track you should be on in life to be successful. And so I was on that path and really discovered that that's not what my purpose was supposed to be. And when I had children, that really resonated for me even more so, because I think once you have children, it totally changes your focus in life, where you're really thinking about the next generation and the future and the legacy that you want to leave for your children. And I thought, you know what? All this income has bought me is somebody else to raise my kids. And that's not really what I wanted to do. So I happened to go to a home party, and it's kind of funny because at that time, if you had invited me to a home party, I probably would not have attended. I was more of a demo snob than a demo diva, so to speak. But I was intrigued by the candles. I really, you know, had a feeling with that in my soul that candles really attracted me because they made me feel good. When I got home from work, I lit a candle to de-stress. And it was one of those moments where I walked in the door and I thought, oh, my gosh, this is it. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. And,
you know, that's so wonderful when we get to that point of realization, like you said earlier about you weren't, when you were with the other corporation, you weren't really living your purpose. And here you walked through that door. You had this aha moment, which, as you said, you might never have been there, but you were led there. And it's opened up not only a successful million-dollar-plus career for you, but the beauty of what you're doing is you're also working and empowering other women and having fun doing it. And by the way, folks, I love these products. I've had the blessing of working with some of these wonderful party light people, and especially in this area, and the candles are so fragrant. I have a couple in my house, and so it's really a wonderful, firstly, the whole idea, and we'll get into that concept a little bit, the whole idea of helping other people and bringing them up rather than you just being the one on top and not caring about anybody else is, not that it's a novel idea, but it's an important one, particularly in this time that we're in. So tell us a little bit about how you work with people, and then we'll talk more about your book.
All right. Well, thanks, Joanne. Well, so I got started in the business, and again, what really attracted me was not just sharing my glow, so to speak, but empowering other women to discover theirs. And I started building a team almost from my very first week in business, just because I saw the value of what it could do for my life and how I can help other women have that same opportunity and experience. So I started connecting with other women and building my team and really working with each person as an individual and becoming their personal business coach to support them to be successful. So when I'm working with somebody, I find out what they want out of the business, and then we create goals and action plans to get them where they want to be. And it is really something different for everybody. One of my newest consultants when I started in 1990 wanted to make $1,000 to put on a surprise birthday party for her husband, who was turning 30. And she didn't know where she was going to get the money. I met her at a party light party. And I said, you know what, I think I can help you do that. So she decided to give it a try. She started the business. We did some business coaching on the basics of how to make that happen. And she did it within 2 months. She had earned $1,000 and was able to throw that party. And so she was a success. That was exactly her goal, and she achieved it. So what I really love about the business is that everybody can be a success on their own level. You know, there is no big measure. Yes, I've gone for the big vision to create a multi-million-dollar business, but you can also be a success by earning $1,000 in income and you know, maybe paying off a bill, which is never more needed in this economy.
Right. And you know something else? I think what you said is so very important, Lynn. The fact that you're helping women one by one because you're actually tuning in to what their specific business and personal needs and goals are, and helping them to create those goals and create the vision to move those goals forward. And a question that I have for you is, what is one of the most inspiring aspects of the business, both personally and in terms of professionally?
The biggest inspiring aspect of this business is really seeing people develop and grow personally. They develop skills they didn't even know they had. They gain self-confidence, self-esteem. I've seen women who didn't think they could talk at a party light show come and give a speech at one of our training workshops. And it's like, wow, you know, where did that person come from? They are just blossoming into amazing people. So it is really the personal growth journey that you can't put a dollar sign on that is what really inspires me and what keeps me going and building every day is just serving others to be what they can be.
You know, that's so very important because that's such an important goal, an important vision, the idea of serving others and helping others succeed and move them forward. And you're certainly a great example of that. And you're right. It's that's where joy lies, too, to watch somebody else get excited and reach their goals, and that you know that somehow that you've had a part in that, and that not that it's all your responsibility, but you've had a part in helping them to succeed. It's such a blessing. So let's get back. You have this great book that I am just so excited about, and I wish I had it in front of me, but I don't because it's not out there yet, but it will be with Amazon. And you have secrets in this book. So I don't want you to give away all the secrets, Lynn, because I want people to get to the book and read the book. But let's talk a little bit about a few of the success secrets that you cover in the book to really help you and help other people build a successful business. And like you said, Lynn, maybe it's not multi-million dollar business, but to reach their goals in whatever it is in business to make them feel that they've kind of arrived.
All right, I will share a few with you. My first success secret, and I found that out right from the beginning of my business, was to act on purpose. Most people go through life creating action plans for a job they don't even want. So, and that's what I was doing. And by starting my pilot business, which quite frankly was against what everyone in my family wanted me to be doing, you know, really went against the grain of going from a successful corporate career to starting a home party business. So I really had to deal with a lot of opinions of people that really weren't that supportive of it, because it didn't fit the mold of what everyone else thinks that we should be doing. Most people act on intentions that are taken out of fear or worry or doubt. You know, fear of not having enough money. They just get the job that they can grab, or get a job that you think will bring you more income, even though it might not be a job that you're not even excited about. So that's one of my key secrets, really, is to act on your purpose, because abundance will flow when you are living in your purpose. Passion,
you know,
creates
that, that. Say that again. Passion creates abundance. Say that one more time.
Passion creates abundance.
Because I think people need to see that in lights and lit up in their minds, because that's so important. Because like you said, many people are at a drab job and are not happy, and they're doing it, you said, out of fear, and fear is one of the main reasons. And it's also, as we talked about, because of family expectations, or that's all that they've ever thought that they could do. Or I know some people who've taken over a family business because it was what was expected of them, and they're miserable, and yet they continue to sort of plug along and plow along because that's all they know. And it's fearful to venture out, but it's not fearful if you have somebody like Lynn who's helping you every step of the way. So that's great. That first success secret is act on purpose. Give us another one. We can have about two more, and then I want to have people really be able to reach you and find out how to get a hold of this book and more.
All right. Well, a key one is to stop trying. You know, we're always told to try, but trying is a word that tells our brain that we are planning to fail, and it really sends a message to our belief system that we can't do it or we won't be able to do it. So we know when somebody invites us to lunch and we know we don't want to go, what do we say? I'll try to get there, you know, or anything in life. But even if it's a goal that you might have for yourself, people say, well, how's that goal going? And you say, well, I'm really trying. I'm hoping I'm going to get there. So words are your power, and they really send a message to your subconscious of whether you can do it or not, and believe that you can or not. So belief is so key, and sometimes you have to fake it till you make it, even if you might not 100% believe it. Tell your mind you do, because your subconscious will go to work for you. So some key words are...
When you were starting out, when you first kind of started out in this business and decided this is it, what did you have to overcome in terms of your own fears or your own maybe trying, whatever that is? What was foremost in your mind that you sort of had to conquer to move forward?
Well, the biggest thing was really coming from my ego, coming from a corporate world and thinking I'm all that and a bag of chips, and now here I am, a home demonstrator, right, as they were called back then. And I really was conflicted with myself with that, and to have my own value of, does this job and business really have value? And I just really kind of gave it all up to the universe and said, you know what? This is what I'm supposed to be doing. I can feel it in my gut. And, when you learn to follow your intuition and let go of the ego, that is really when you're going to get on your path and get to where you want to be. So when I started, we were in a recession, and we were at war in the Gulf. So the climate, ironically, is very similar to what it is today. I had to deal with a lot of naysayers that said, you know, well, we're in a recession. Who's going to start a new business in a recession and quit a corporate career? So I had to give up a lot, including financial income, because it takes a few years to build a new business. But I decided to go all in. And when you do that, you have to believe. It's sink or swim. You have to make it happen.
How did your family feel about that, particularly as you went from, and you didn't go from rags to riches, but you went from in this business not having any income to creating millions of dollars? How does your husband feel about that? Is there competition with that?
He was not too happy. He said, I came home, I was like, guess what, I'm going to quit my job and start a candle business and be able to be home with my daughters, our two girls. And he was like, you're going to do what? You know, and he's like, are you crazy? I called my mother. She thought I was nuts. You know, she's like, what? And I know that was her ego part, because how is she going to tell her girlfriends that her successful little daughter driving her BMW, you know, is giving that all up? And it was a challenge. It really was. I honestly, it took years to get over that, and it really can get in your head. And what I learned was that it was really their stuff, not mine. It was their fear and their anxiety, maybe because it's something they had never done. And what I learned was to surround myself with people that believed in me and encouraged me. And that might not have been my husband at the time, but now he's my best supporter, you know, totally 100% all in. So
It's funny, because a lot of people have that same kind of experience. I know I had to when I went into business for myself in terms of family. And what happens is they may not believe in it, but like you said, surrounding yourself with people who do believe and do support that. And eventually, those people who care about you come around, like your husband did, and I know my family did, and it's just amazing to see that transformation that happens. But you're right, they're holding on to fear, their own fear, but it's fear for you, but it's still theirs, and it does influence you if you let it. So tell us about the third secret, because we only have about 5 more minutes here.
Okay, well, my third secret is to rock your vision. And I, so many times working with women, and I ask them what their vision is, they tend to tell me a goal. For example, I want to make $50,000 this year. And a goal is the little baby steps that take you there, but a vision is something much bigger. A vision inspires action. So I really challenge women to think bigger and come up with something huge. You know, for example, you know, John F. Kennedy wanted to put a man on the moon. That is a huge vision that inspired people to act. So I recently just announced a new vision, and I'm constantly, you know, every year reevaluating my vision and where I'm going, to develop a leader in every state. Currently, we have leaders in about 8 states right now in my business, leadership teams, I should say. So I announced, guess what, this is where we're going. You can come with me. We're going to be developing leaders in every single state in this country. And it really inspired my leadership team to act, and they started connecting with people they knew long distance, and within 2 weeks, we have already started developing 8 more states from just being in 8 from being in business 22 years. So,
That's powerful.
So rock your vision.
Right, that's incredibly powerful. Okay, we got to this book, this great title, catchy title, and no, she's not a call girl, but tell us about a little bit about when the book is coming out, how people can connect with you and get to this book and find out not just the few secrets that you were able to share today, but so much more, and 10 secrets that are outlined in the book.
Yes, the book is scheduled for a summer release. I'm writing, and working with my editor to get that all done. I am going to be self-publishing, and I did set up a website, and I'm starting a blog, so when my book launches, people can connect with me now and get advance notice. My new website to launch my book is milliondollarpartygirl.com, so that's easy to remember, all spelled out as one word. And that's where you can get updated information on my book launch. I'll be throwing a big launch party because, of course, I am the party girl. So we got to do that. And
well, I want to come to the party.
Well, we will definitely invite you. And, of course, you know there will be candles. There'll be candles and there'll be a happy hour bar as well.
But that's great, right. Okay, tell us one more time how people can reach you.
So they can, I just launched a website, milliondollarpartygirl.com. They can shop my party light store there. They can read my blog, which I'm going to be starting up in the next few weeks, and they can get all the updates of where I'm speaking, seminars, and workshops I've put together to get my message out there.
Fantastic. Now, how do people, if people want to find out more, do you work with entrepreneurs? I know you're setting up teams, like leaders all over the country, but are you specifically just working with new entrepreneurs and people on your team in the state of New Jersey, or is it really expansive? So if people want to become a party light consultant, how do they get a hold of you, and is that something that they do through you, or what?
They do that through me. That is my main business. So I'm still actively developing consultants and leaders, whether it's something you want to do part-time and share your glow, or something you want to do full-time and create that bigger vision. You can connect with me through email at lynnbardowski@gmail.com, or you can go right to my Party Light website, which is partylight.biz/Lynn's Candles. So either way, we actually just created a great video as well that's on my website. If you check out the opportunity page, you'll see a video that we just launched that I'm featured in, along with about 10 different sales consultants and leaders from my team, and it's gone nationwide. So
wow.
We're really excited about that as well.
Well, bravo to you, and the best of luck. Although you don't need luck, you have determination and vision and have empowered not only yourself but other people, so that's wonderful, and I can't wait to see this book. And thanks so much, Lynn, for being a guest on the Power Your Life show.
Well, thank you, Joanne. Have a great rest of the week.
You too. Take care.
Take care.
So, folks, it's not impossible to be able to create that vision and not only think bigger, as Lynn said, think big, think bigger. I like to say think biggest, because what's your biggest vision? What's your biggest dream? And if it's something that's inspiring to you and can inspire other people, and if it's something that really ignites your passion, as Lynn was talking about early, it may be something that really is fitting to your purpose. And it may be something that can bring you a lot of money. So don't give up. Don't really focus on defeat in any way, but really, really move forward in creating what it is you came here to do in this lifetime. We're going to shift gears now. We're going to shift gears because oftentimes people are on some path, as Lynn was, and people are on some path, and then something happens. Something happens to really make them step back, take a self-evaluation, really kind of, maybe it's a wake-up call in so many ways, and it makes us really re-examine, or for some, examine for the first time what we're doing with our lives, what we're doing with our health, what we're doing with our business, our family, or whatever. And my next guest is going to really talk about that because of some of her personal experiences with health issues and how she overcame that and what she does today to help other people, specifically women, move forward in their dreams in terms of getting healthy and fit and happy. And Dr. Vicki Hanfield is a licensed clinical psychologist with a private practice. She's helped thousands of people overcome life issues, experiences that may have been painful, and certainly internal struggles. In 2006, she had a stroke that fortunately had no residual damage, but that stroke was the sort of the breaking point that changed her and shifted her whole mindset to focus on health and to doing what makes her happy. And her current focus, which we'll talk about soon, is based on her own personal experience, and it's a six-step program that Dr. Hanfield developed, Get Healthy, Get Happy, and it's designed to help people achieve and regain healthy habits. Exercise, we all know how important that is. Time management, yes, we need it. Me time, we all can use a little bit about that and more. So, Vicki, are you on the line? Vicki, are you there?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. I'm so happy to be talking with you.
Oh, it's wonderful. And, you know, it's so amazing often amazing and yet unfortunate that sometimes that wake-up call comes from an experience like you had, a health experience that turns our lives around and has us really take a look at what we need to do to keep on, to keep healthy, to move forward, to really claim more years in our lives. And certainly you've had that experience. So I want to delve in right there because it's such an empowering story how you can move from really looking at a really serious health issue and almost dying and then changing and creating a way to do that and then from that personal experience coming up with a plan, a format to help other people do the same. So tell us a little bit about that initial personal struggle and what was going on at that time.
Well, I'm very happy to do that in just a moment, but I really want to tell you, I listened to your program and I was so impressed and it made me more excited to be on your program. I think you do a fantastic job interviewing people and you have very interesting people. So I just want to thank you for having me on the program. Number one,
well,
that was my
thank
first.
You.
Yeah. And as to your question, the stroke came out of nowhere. I was not having any health issues that I was aware of at that time. And it came and went very, very quickly. And it was such a shock to my entire system, physically, mentally, and emotionally. And you said it's kind of a shame that that kind of thing has to happen, but I have to tell you, I'm actually glad it happened. And I've talked to other people who've had similar experiences. I just talked recently with a young man who had two heart attacks in his mid-20s. And he feels the same way because it's helped to discover the path that we really need to be on.
You know,
and
totally agree with that because I had that same experience wherein I lost a year of my life and it really shifted me to be on the exact path that I needed to be because I had to start examining how to take care of myself health-wise and otherwise. So I totally agree with you. So sometimes what initially, I just want to clarify that for you and other and our listeners, sometimes what initially comes through as whether it's a tragedy or something that feels horrific and whatever can turn into the most incredible gift and to get you and can actually put you on track like it did for me and I believe like it did for you to really be doing what you're supposed to be doing and to live your life more purposely with that. So I totally agree with you.
I've also been able to share that with people more frequently now that I've gone in the direction of being a health and wellness coach. A traditional psychotherapy approach requires less self-disclosure, and I'm really enjoying sharing more of myself, my experience, my perspective, without overdoing it, but it's a better kind of connection with clients, and I see that constantly. And it just is exciting and fun, too, to have a more open relationship that way with the people with whom I'm working.
You know, I think that's why many of us go in more into coaching, because, like you said, there's a different level of sharing and a different level of that's required, and you can open up a lot more, like you said. Let's shift a little bit, because now in your coaching practice, you've come out of, when was this stroke?
The stroke was in 06.
In 2006.
And then it was
so
more
how long,
in 09 I started Get Healthy, Get Happy.
Okay, great. So you've shifted, and what in your coaching practice today, what's your primary focus?
My primary focus is to help people identify the things that are holding them back and the things that are contributing to a lack of balance in their lifestyle. A really neat analogy that people like a lot is, you know, the sound that the washing machine makes when it gets out of balance, that clunk and buzz sound. And I realized this one day. I was actually writing an article about Get Healthy, Get Happy, and my washing machine did that, and I was kind of annoyed, and I went over to it. And as I lifted the lid, I realized this is the simplified version. You need to step back and take a look at your life and rearrange the items so that it runs smoothly. And when it's your washing machine, you know that you can do it. You might have to do it a couple times to get it right, but you've done it hundreds of times. So even though it's a little annoying, you just do it. And then you walk away with the satisfaction, oh, it's running smoothly. My laundry's getting done now.
You know,
well,
we do that more frequently or more often with the washing machine or something that's going on in our homes, more so than our health or than our personal well-being or wellness, until we get, and that's not for everybody, but until we get that wake-up call, so to speak.
Yeah, that's very true, and it's unfortunate, and that speaks to one of the things that I think is so common, it's actually universal, the tendency among very hardworking, good-hearted, honest people to be overly self-critical. We beat ourselves up too much, we wear ourselves down, we're not kind enough to ourselves, we don't give ourselves enough self-care. We don't fill up our tanks. I used to say it's important to put gas in your tank. Now I say put premium gas in your tank. It really makes a gigantic difference in your energy level and your confidence level.
And check the oil and make sure there are things running right. So it's like if you do it, you have to do that religiously with your car every 3 months. What are we doing with our health? What are we doing with ourselves to take care of that? And, you know, you and I work a lot with women, and it's really more true for women because they're so busy taking care of children and homes and husbands and partners and also working that they put themselves at the very end, which is unfortunate.
Yes.
Now, you had to go through a lot of these changes. You had to really work on yourself and really shift gears to do what you like to do to get healthy and get happy. Can you share some of that with us, and then we'll go back to how you take that into your program with others?
Sure. I'd say one of the most significant aspects is prior to the stroke, going back to the early 90s, I had a lower back problem, and it interrupted my I was very athletic at the time. I was very fit, and it really interrupted all of that. I had other personal issues going on at the same time, and basically I just gained a ton of weight. I gained about 50 pounds. So in the late 90s, I began to lose the weight because of my previous knowledge and commitment level to exercise. One little ironic thing was I got started in losing weight because I got sick. I got a case of bronchitis. I didn't have an appetite. I lost a couple pounds, and I started to feel the benefit of losing weight, and that's when I got more motivated, which is an unfortunate way to begin, but I just felt good that I got started. And I had to learn how to talk to myself, to encourage myself, saying things to myself like, if I exercise, I will feel better. If I exercise, I will lose weight. I'll get motivated to eat healthier. And I just broke it down into very small steps that I could tolerate, that I could get myself to do, like 5 minutes of exercise to get started. And I realized it's very self-reinforcing when you make it simple and easy and step by step. Then you actually feel good that you accomplished your goal, and then you're a lot more likely to do it again later.
You know, that's so true.
Yeah, the most common mistake that people make when they're trying to get into an exercise routine is they go out and exercise for 30 minutes. Right off the bat, and next thing you know, you're hurting. You're exhausted.
Not only that, I know people who set their goals with that so high that they're going out and they want to lose weight and they want to get fit, and they'll start out with, okay, I'm going to do it 4, 5, maybe even 6 days a week, and they get so defeated. Aside from the pain, Vicki, that you're talking
mm-hmm.
about, they get so defeated because they're not doing it, and then all that self-criticism that you've been talking about really sets in, and
yep.
they get defeated, and they don't do it, and that's it. And
yep.
there's that big failure. Talk a little bit about what influenced you. What really was kind of the stim behind you to really kind of focus or get committed to really work more so with women's needs and women's rights and women's issues? Because there's something in your background, and you haven't shared that with me yet, that really kind of pushed you in that direction.
Well, I have two memories of things that affected me very strongly along those lines. I remember very distinctly when I was around 15, seeing some interaction between my parents, and I don't remember what was said, but I just remember I had a vivid learning at that moment that my mother was completely financially dependent on my father. And that she lacked power in that situation. And I said to myself, I'm never going to be dependent like that. So it strongly motivated me to become very independent. And, you know, we're talking the 50s, the early 60s. It was before Women's Lib. So
right.
that had a very powerful effect on me. And it kind of pushed me a little too far in the independent direction, so that's been another personal challenge to try to find that middle ground and get more comfortable that way. And then the other thing that I remember very vividly, I was working. I was, I think, a freshman or sophomore in college, and I went into the bank to make a deposit, and I just had things on my mind, you know, a serious look on my face. And the teller, who was a man, said, oh, honey, what's the matter? And I said, nothing, I'm fine. And He said, whatever it is, he said, don't worry about it. One of these days you'll get married. Everything will be fine.
Oh, God. So that's what was going on with you, right? I mean, that was his interpretation of all your problems and how it was going to be solved.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we all have that history, you know, the expectations of marriage and having children and being more dependent. And then Women's Lib came along, and thank God, you know, a lot of us are more independent. But we all carry within ourselves, and men do too, the old images and dynamics of the roles that men and women used to play. And our whole society is still going through shockwaves of trying to adjust to that, trying to do it differently and better in a new way, but without the role models. It's very difficult.
And, you know, those old role models, those old images are still around, and a lot of reruns, I Love Lucy, but not only that, that's still a reality for many people all over the world, not just about
yes.
this country. So there are so many women who, like you said, who kind of are second-class citizens and have no sense of empowerment. And so here we are, and thanks to you and many other women, you know, helping to make that difference. So let's shift a little bit to this program, Get Healthy, Get Happy, and tell us a little bit about this program, if you will, because I think it has so many interesting components. Who doesn't want to be healthy? Who doesn't want to feel good about themselves, their lives, their experiences? And here you are. You've created this program designed to do just that.
Well, I'm very excited about it. Thank you for asking. I have a 6-step program. And the first step is one of the most crucial, if not the most crucial. I call it paint your picture. And that's identifying the way that you would like your life to be. Now, we can't really specify exactly what our future is going to be like, but we can imagine, hope, and dream, and we can design a direction to go in, create a positive path for ourselves. And what's fascinating is that when we do that, completely unexpected doors open up. But the first step is to begin to allow yourself to dream and to paint the picture and say, well, I want to focus on X. For example, I'd like to lose weight. I'd like to become more assertive. I would like to exercise more. And then I ask people to really get into not detail of what they're going to do, but detail of what that means, because that's the key to the motivation. As you referred to a little while ago, staying motivated is extremely difficult. We've all had times when we've gotten all fired up about something we want to do, get started, but then we get off track for various reasons. So this is the part where you access the emotional element that is going to maintain your motivation.
Not
then after
that,
I
think the emotional element is also what conjures up and creates that passion, and it's the passion that also helps propel the motivation for a long time. So I think that's key, and I think you have something with that painting your picture and dreaming. But I don't want you to give away all the steps, because I want people to really find – I want people to say, wait a minute, she only covered – I need more. How do I get a hold of Dr. Vicki Hanfield? See, we there's a method to our madness here. We want to just entice people to get
on board
with you and with what you're doing. So tell us another step, and then we'll share some other things here.
Okay. It's an in-between element that's vital is to identify the roadblocks, the things that have stopped you in the past, so that we can work on removing them while we're building the positive path. And then the other key is to break it down into small steps. Exercise is one of my favorite examples, but I have another example of something very concrete, cleaning out your kitchen cabinets. It's a very specific thing, but it's something that most of us have put off for years.
That's right. That's, you heard my,
Yeah, I heard that. Because if you do it, you can end up spending the entire weekend taking all the stuff out, figuring out what to keep, making sure that you have the right shelf paper, cleaning, putting down the paper, rearranging. Oh, my God. And then you're exhausted.
And then you think of all the other things you could have been doing, whether it's fun or other work things that are really kind of glaring at you and they just were not done. But
a better way to go about it is to do one shelf at a time. Like, first of all, the first step would be to make sure you have all the equipment you need, the cleaner, the shelf paper, the containers for the stuff you're going to throw out, that kind of stuff. That's step one. That could be enough on one weekend. Then the next weekend you say, okay, one shelf. Clean it out, wipe it down, put down the paper, put the stuff back, boom, done in like 20 to 30 minutes. And then you can do everything else.
I think that's amazing. I teach that too. I think that's so important. And I have to tell you, I just cleared and cleaned out a closet that's in my office where I write and create. And it took me about 2.5 months to do it because I did it the way you, because otherwise I would have not been able to meet deadlines or whatever. But I did it, Vicki, the way you suggested. And I look at that closet now, and I actually like to walk in it. I can find things. So it's very empowering, this whole idea that you're talking about in terms of the steps, because it doesn't all have to be done in a moment. But when you finally do it, there's such a sense of progress and pride that it's just, it's a delight. I know it was for me anyway.
Well, that's a great description. It really is. And that kind of amplifies my concept of creating the positive path in your life. We've all had tendencies to go down the negative path, which is on the left-hand side. You probably are very familiar with the word sinister, which has the Latin root meaning left. So the negative is on the left
side.
Well,
I'm left-handed, so my brain is balking at that whole thing, but we'll go ahead.
Oh, okay. Okay. But that means that it's the right side of your brain that's in charge of the writing.
Oh, I know.
Well, anyway, whichever side you think, the positive path is vital to create. You can let go of the negative path instead of traveling down it, 100 miles a day. You can either reel yourself back in or develop the ability to let go of it once you start to catch yourself doing that to yourself and make a conscious choice to go down the positive path and be a lot nicer to yourself.
You know, that's so important, and I always talk about being more conscious in your lives, your relationships, and everything that you're doing, because that makes such a difference in how we move forward and in our success. Tell us about how people can get a hold of you. And because we only have about 2 minutes left, how people can get a hold of you, and you're located in New Jersey, is that correct?
Yes, South Jersey.
So how my, go ahead.
My website is www.gethealthygethappy.com. People can email me at info@gethealthygethappy.com. I can give my office number, which is 609-386-5941.
Now, you also have on your website a blog and more information about this really wonderful six-step program that you developed. So tell us the website again, Vicki.
Yes, gethealthygethappy.com. It
okay,
does include
great.
A blog and events that I'm having. I give workshops in the area frequently.
That's great. So for in 1 minute, what's next for Dr. Vicki Hanfield?
Well, I'm developing wellness programs that will be in workplaces as well as group endeavors. And I'm starting group activities to share with women at low or minimal price actually enjoyable activities to build confidence and energy, like going as a small group to a hairdressing salon and getting a lesson in how to blow dry your hair better, or going as a group for massages, going and getting makeup lessons, things that are fun, that give immediate results and are really nice reminders that, hey, you matter too, and this is the way you want to go in order to grow yourself.
And nice ways to take care of yourself and really turn the spotlight a little bit to you rather than to everybody else. And like you said, to make sure that you're giving yourself that message that you're important and that you value yourself, because oftentimes, like you've been talking, it's that we're so self-critical and we don't take the time to do that.
I have one other thing. One other thing to say about that, which is, I think, really important. When you give more to yourself, then you have the capacity to give more to others.
Well, that's so true, because you're also happier, and that shows, and we all know that happiness and smiles and all that good stuff is contagious. And if you're all stressed out, that's how you're appearing to other people, and particularly those you love, and you may be saying things or doing things, acting from a place of dis-ease or stress rather than a place of what you're talking about, a place of get healthy, get happy, and it's a wonderful way to share that with other people. Dr. Vicki Hanfield, you've been great, and you're such an example for people who've come from really some kind of critical challenges, certainly having a stroke, and emerging from that and with know-how and really kind of figuring out what you need to do to make your life better, happier, healthier, and that's not even enough, and then you take that personal experience and you move it forward to help other people be able to do the same. What a wonderful gift.
Oh, I do feel blessed, and thank you for saying all of that, Joanne. It's just been such a pleasure talking with you.
My pleasure, too, Vicki. You have a blessed day, and thanks so much for sharing with us on the Power Your Life show. Talk to you soon.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Folks, it's been a wonderful experience to learn about people's successes, to learn about how to move forward in your life and how to combat whatever kind of obstacle it is. It's certainly inspiring for me, and I love to be inspired, and hopefully you folks have been inspired, and not only inspired by the guests that we had on this week, but next week I'm having Hemant Gupta, who's going to talk about bridging the gap between science and spirituality, and Elaine Grohman about spiritual awakening. Thank you so much for sharing your day with us, and have a great day and a great week. And tune in next week for Power Your Life, and power your life each and every moment of each and every day.
Been listening to the Power Your Life radio show with your host and author, Dr. Joanne White. Listen often and spread the word about the upbeat show to grow your life in the direction you desire. Listen again and again by visiting SivaToolbox.com and BlogTalkRadio.com. Thank you for sharing your day with us, and Stay tuned for more exciting guests and events to come.